Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, no matter what time it is, no matter where you are. This is Enzo talking to you through the podcast with a simple mission for today. My mission for today is to send signals to your brain that are going to help you achieve what you want out of life. And the thing I want to talk to you about today is, well, basically, you're a human being. What else do I need to talk about? I don't care if you want to be a driver, or if you want to be a team manager, or if you want to be some kind of entrepreneur in life. This is all relevant. You won your chance to be here in the first place. You fought against and swam against those millions of sperms. You got to the egg, maybe not even first, but you got through and you got fertilized, and bang, here you are. You popped out a champion. You've already won. You won your chance to be here. Now, you've heard me say before that this is one big playground and it's playtime. And it kind of is. The problem I'm seeing, though, as I've been here longer, I'm getting to see and really understand something. It happened a long time ago, but I've been preaching it a long time, and it's really starting to click now. And I want it to click with you. And that's the fact that, yeah, okay, you may be born a champion. But the problem is you're born into a society that doesn't really allow you to grow, doesn't allow you to thrive. And that's what you're born to do. You're born to live, right? But it's like putting a seed into a bed, into this soil, where it's overcrowded with bigger plants. Bigger plants that are bullying this new seed and not allowing it to grow, not allowing it to get the sunlight or the nutrients or the water that it needs to grow. And instead, it just grows into the space that it's allowed to. And that's no different to you and me and everybody else here. The difference comes, though, is when now and then you get a seed that is driven by pure belief, is driven by a goal, driven by a mission, a passion that they truly want. And what happens? That seed then grows bigger than the plants around it. It extracts all the nutrients it needs and it goes higher. And it's this big sunflower that looks down on everybody else, and now everybody else is looking at it and admiring it. Maybe trying to chop it down now and then, but still, that seed has lived its potential. And I'm not seeing the seeds that walk around with two legs right now achieving their potential. Nowhere near. Instead, we get born, and straight away, we get suppressed. And it's suppressed by the beliefs that we're given at an early age. So straight away, our parents that are in the suppressed life already, they've been there 20, 30, 40, 50 years already before us, are teaching us the same rules that they live by. And then we go to school and they make us dress in exactly the same uniform as everyone else so we don't stand out. Don't make anybody else feel inferior. We have to be at a certain level, which is okay, I suppose. But still, if you talk out of line, you get punished. If you talk at all, you get punished. If you don't meet their standards. And they teach you even more rules of how to act in society and how much you're allowed to achieve. So you can imagine you've had like 15 years of this, or even more than that if you've gone to college and university. There's no wonder that we're beating ourselves up mentally. We don't think that we want to achieve what's really burning on the inside. We try and please everybody else so we're not judged by our actions. And that's suppressant, man. That is a terrible way for the human spirit to thrive. And one thing you notice by all these people that are actually doing more in life, that are fulfilling their dreams and passions, they're going for it anyway. They get judged. They have to go the opposite way. I've done it. I haven't had a job since, bloody hell, over 20 years a 9-to-5er. I can't do it. It's just not me. I can't fit into that box that people want me to fit into. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're exactly the same. You're in the same position. Whether you want to be a race driver or not, it doesn't matter. This is about the human spirit, the passion inside that burns, that is a light. It's an energy. You want to put it somewhere. You know you've got things inside that you want to do in life, but you just don't do it because you're fearful of judgment, fearful of not providing for this, the bills that you've got to pay now, fearful of failure and then being judged again. It all comes down to being judged, not being enough, not being loved. But I tell you what, that's at your peril. In you trying to fit in you trying to say, right, I'm going to stay here because it's safe and I won't be judged and stay invisible in life, it's not going to work out. You're going to get to the end. You're going to look back in your life in your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, however long we're going to live for now, because you never know with technology, you run the risk of doing what most people do and looking back and saying, damn, why didn't I just go for it? Why didn't I love more? Why didn't I push more and do this? And it's a regret. And most people live in regret at the end of their life because of what they did at the beginning. And believe me, if you ask them, if you could do things again, what would you do different? And it's always them things I just mentioned. They would have just shown up, stepped up, done more, and chased what meant for them instead of just trying to pay the bills. And you may not think this is relevant for race drivers because, yeah, I'm a race driver, or I want to be, and I'm going to go for it. But that's rubbish. Just because you got a big goal doesn't mean you're going to achieve it. You still have to overcome the environment that you're in. You still have to peacock. You still have to shout from the rooftops why you're worthy. And if you're not prepared to put the work in and shout from the rooftops, you're not going to get that goal. So I see race drivers even all the way in F1. I've worked with people at the very top, IndyCar, you name it. I've seen it. And they still have this worry about leaving it all out there for them to be judged. Living and being how they truly are, wearing their heart on the sleeve. And it's this fear of not fitting in that's been installed in us from a young age that's still preventing them from being the driver they could be. Believe it or not, this is even connected to why a certain driver won't even go through a corner flat out. It's not, you know, a fast corner. It's not life preservation. It's what if it goes wrong? What's the repercussions? So their mind has been, they've taught themselves to have their mind thinking of what if, worst case scenario. If you have that kind of mindset, that will most likely be your downfall. It will not allow you to go full out, like I just said. Unless you're the type of person that says, yeah, what if it does go wrong? I'm going to plan for it. Or I'm strong enough to deal with the consequences. That's another issue. People don't believe they're strong enough to say, okay, if the worst does happen, it's okay. I'll get over it. I've got over many problems in the past. Other people have got over worse problems than that. I'll do it. I do not fear the worst case scenario. I'm going to go for it anyway. And this is how you should approach life. If you want to tear ass around race circuits at breakneck speeds, it's the same in life. If you want to go through life at breakneck speeds, to do some amazing feats, to do some amazing achievements, then you must have that kind of mindset that embraces the fearful side, that has that faith inside that says, no matter what happens, I will deal with it. That's step one. This is something that life does not allow you. You know, society and environment, they don't allow you to do that because everyone's trying to protect you from getting harmed. You are a human being. Your mind is set up to survive. You will deal with whatever comes your way. It's a lot better to be facing a challenge because you're fighting the dreams or you're fighting the opposition that stops you from getting your dream than being the person at the end of the life that just says, I wish I'd gone for it. I mean, you decide, which do you want? Do you want to go for it full out, or do you want to be the type of person that doesn't and regrets it? It is really your choice. You've been born into this world where people tell you stuff to believe and we just believe it. There was a time when you believed in Santa Claus just because people said it was true. It's the same with so many other beliefs we've got. Thousands, millions of beliefs that people put onto us and we don't know if it's true. We just told it, we believe it, we see it on the TV and see other people saying it, so it must be true. Day by day, we can see cultural beliefs being proven wrong. And then it becomes our new way of seeing things. So we don't have, we, you know, individually, you, me, we ain't got a clue what's real. But I tell you what, if you know what's real to you, what's important to you, and you set up the kind of beliefs around that that allow you to go for what you believe in and allow this passion out, then this little light that's on the inside of you, this desire, this goal, this purpose will grow. And it will keep growing. You keep adding to it. You allow it out. It's like unleashing a beast. Once you give yourself permission to go for this 1,000%, that pisses people off when I say 1,000%, 1,000,000%, and really go for this, then you feel alive. Now you just dare tell me that that's not what you're here to do. You want to feel alive, buzzed. That every single day you don't need to motivate yourself because it's there. It's like vibrating inside of you. As soon as you get up, you want to work on your craft. You're obsessed by it. That's the way to live. When you get to that obsession and you're buzzing and you feel like, you know, I'm on drugs, I must be. But actually you're creating your own neural chemicals. You're creating the drugs anyway. The dopamine that cocaine gives you, you can produce that. I'm talking to you now from my heart because I know I can see everybody out there, so many people, I'd say 99% of people just bullshitting all the time. holding themselves back with these belief systems that are not helping them and going to lead them to depression, going to lead them to this regret and having a life where they're just trying to escape all the time. What's the point? Remember that you're the seed that's been put in this soil bed with lots of other plants there already trying to bully it, but you are the one that's got to reach for the sky. No one else is going to do it for you. And if you persist, it might take 10, 20, 30 years for you to get what you want, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you even don't achieve the goal. It's that process. It's that chase. It's being there and going for it that we live for. I tell you what, it's actually really depressing when you do achieve the goal, because then you're like, what now? You know, when the world champion wins the world championship, or the fighter becomes the world champion, heavyweight champion, and then they're sort of like, what now? And they get depressed. It's because we're addicted to the actual process, the chase, living in that one bed flat or even one room studio flat and just getting by somehow. That's the part of the movie we like, right? That's the part of the movie you're in right now. So what's stopping you? If you just need to remind yourself every day of what's important, then do it. Just slight shifts in your life, but it's that obsession, that feeling that I've got electricity going through my body and I'm putting it straight towards my goal and I love it. I don't care that I can hardly pay the bills. I'm living with a purpose and I know it's going to work out. Get to this area, get to this kind of reality that you're in, this matrix where you are going for something, you will feel juiced, you will feel fulfilled, and I can pretty much say that you're going to make something of yourself. Even if it's not the actual goal, you'll be living with a purpose. And when you've got a human living with a purpose, man, it's magical to see. We all want to see that, really. So go for this now. There's nothing holding you back. Make 2019 the year that you start to experiment. Experiment with what to do. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should try that. Really open your mind. Embrace this time you've got, because it's all you've got. It's all we can prove. So it just leaves one question. What the hell are you waiting for?